Well, that's kind of what I was going to ask you. How do you define the quiet rich? What does that mean?
Well, the quiet rich, most importantly, is honest, simple people with high moral standards guided by that moral and ethical compass. But quantitatively, and I guess for the purpose of your question and was the purpose for our research, the quiet rich had a liquid net worth of at least $1 million, exclusive of their primary residence, but less than $20 million.
Okay, so not multi-millionaires, but wealthy Americans.
Yeah, just so you know, people talk about the 1%, but really the greatest wealth is concentrated in the 0.1%. You know, below that, there are 6% at least of people who are wealthy and have at least $1 million and have some sort of say in how they live their life.
I wonder, you know, we didn't talk about this before we went on air, but what do you know the percentage of how many people are in poverty?
You know, in the book, I touch on that because when you talk about wealth, you really can't have a conversation unless you talk about poverty. This is about the responsibility, not just to individuals who become wealthy, but people who don't have money, because large corporations are kind of artificial economic drivers. You know, they cut benefits, they lay off workers, and they increase the wealth of the top 10th of 1%, okay? The mega rich get rich on the backs of ordinary folks, you know, poor, not poor, middle class, but most people are so grinded down by the agendas of large corporations, they forget that they're capable of achieving financial freedom. And the amount of people within the economy that achieve that is amazing.